The Big Green Business Expo. How did this actually come into being?
It was a number of conversations, actually. We decided to rebrand Essex Wildlife Trust's Invest in Wildlife corporate scheme. We started the rebranding in 2019 and we were going to launch it in 2020, but we all know what happened in 2020, so that got slightly derailed. So we had all the rebranding in place and we took on a sustainability officer. And we also, as a trust, started to look at our own environmental footprint. So we started looking at our own carbon footprint and thinking, well, okay, we as a trust, you know, if we're going to ask businesses to be more mindful to the environment, be more sustainable, look at taking action to green up their businesses and lower their carbon footprint, we should be doing it ourselves.
Yes.
So we took on something called the Green Dragon Accreditation. And that helped us start to benchmark us as a charity, all of our 10 nature discovery centres, our head office, etc., all of our vehicles, all of the things that had an impact on the environment. So as we were developing this, framed around our rebranded corporate scheme, we started talking to Peter Richardson, who runs a business magazine called Business Time in Essex. And he was looking to do a supplement in his spring edition, which has just come out, actually. Mm. And he was going to do a 20-page supplement all around sustainability. And as we were talking to him, we said, well, we want to kind of like launch our corporate scheme or relaunch the rebranded all around sustainability. And he said, well, I've got a good relationship with a grants body called Locase, which stands for Low Carbon Across the South and East, which is European funded money, although it will also be local government funded money and central government funded money going forward. So we thought to ourselves, well, why don't we, the three of us, get together and see if we could start a mini exhibition. And then that grew.
Yep.
And we started talking to other local authorities, other businesses in the sustainability sector. And then we thought, well, we've got enough people here, enough businesses that have solutions to have an expo.
Yep.
So we spoke to one of our really good corporate supporters, Old Park Meadow Natural Burial Ground, who've got a big hall up in North End, just north of Chelmsford. And she said, well, we wouldn't mind giving you that venue to put the expo on, because obviously it'll introduce people to a lovely site, actually.
Yep.
It looks out over farmland, and so I'm really hoping the weather's going to be good on the 1st of April. So all the stands have gone, actually.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so we've got all the 22 stands are set up with a mixture of grant bodies, sustainability solutions. Obviously, Essex Wildlife Trust will be there in a number of guises. Our landscape conservation people will be there. Our ecology people will be there. Our corporate team will be there, our sustainability officer. So there will be lots of information for businesses to come along and get,
yeah.
and they will hopefully come along with the journey that we're trying to take everybody on.
Yeah.
We're not saying we've got all the answers, because actually, whilst we're setting all these 22 stands up, we're getting introduced to some of these businesses and they're helping us with our solutions. Mm. So as we're identifying that maybe we've got some gaps in our waste management, well, why don't we use some of the people that we've been introduced to that help with our waste management? If we're going to put in solar panels on some of our sites and everything, what better relationship than some of the solar companies that are Investors in Wildlife corporate members,
yeah,
or linked to low carbon business, Locase, or linked to Business Time in Essex. So it's a nice rounded sort of lots of information.
So the idea is, all the stalls have gone, by the way. If you want to come along, if you're a business, you can just come along for the day.
Yes.
And get to talk to loads of different inspirational people there to, yep, get ideas about what you can do for your company to actually for your carbon footprint and loads of other stuff as well, environmental, yep, to make yourself environmentally friendly as a business. And it's open to any business.
It's open to any business. It's free to attend. The arrival is about 9 to 9:30 arrival, refreshments. Then we're going to have some short intros from some of the stand holders, but they will be short intros. It's not going to be long speeches. What we want is people to engage with the exhibitors, and as many delegates as possible to come away with information that will help their business become low carbon, more sustainable, better for the environment, greener. And we will show you some grants they can apply for, which if it saves them money, they might want to then engage with Essex Wildlife Trust.
Yep.
Because if they've saved some money, they might want to get involved with our Action for Insects project, our salt marsh restoration projects, you know, things like that, or sponsor one of our webcams, for instance. You know, there's lots of things that will be, but it's not all about the money side of things. It's all about information and learning best practice.
And also, because you've got a load of companies that are going to be going there, it's a great thing to network with other businesses. There as well, not only the stallholders.
Absolutely. As people are walking around, you know, if you've got name badges, you know, and bring your business cards and everything, and you don't have to spend all day with us. You know, it runs from 9:30 till 2:30.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of time for you to come along for an hour or so. That suits you.
And you've also got a guided walk taking place.
Yeah,
as
we've got a guided walk. Subject to the weather.
Yeah.
Hopefully, won't have another name storm. We've got a guided walk because Old Park Meadow, being a natural burial ground, you know, they've got land, they've got paths, they've got ponds, they look out over farmland, and it's a lovely place just to have a walk around.
Yeah.
So round about lunchtime, we'll be doing a guided walk, and one of our landscape conservation experts will be pointing out, because Old Park Meadow have put up bird boxes and barn owl boxes and all sorts of things to encourage wildlife to their site.
Yeah.
So it's actually a really nice place to visit.